"See how he loved him." That was the reaction of the crowd when Jesus wept. When he poured forth in his body his love that was being expressed with tears for Lazarus. And so it's this statement, "See how he loved him," that is a statement of love, of concern, of care, of mercy that Jesus has towards Lazarus. But it's a love, though, that's going to go a step farther, a love that is going to call out to him to bring him forth from the grave, to restore him to life, and to fulfill the promise that we heard in that first reading. For at the end it says, "I have promised and I will do it, says the Lord." What is the "it"? It's at the beginning of that reading. "O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them. I will put my spirit in you that you may live." See how he loved him. See, this is the love of God, not just only for Lazarus or for Martha or Mary, but for each and every single one of us. And it's a love that comes to you and me to call us, to raise us up. It is a love that can penetrate through anything and everything. A love that is just desired for you, for me. This statement then, "See how he loved him," is one that I think is said often in heaven by Mary, Joseph, Peter, Paul, Andrew, all of the apostles, all of the saints, all the angels, that they turn to each other and they say, "See how Jesus loves her?" Or, "See how Jesus loves him?" As they call out our name. Because that is the love that Christ not only has for Lazarus in this gospel, or for Martha, or for Mary, but is the love for you and me. So that he may have us rise from our tombs. That is, from our sinfulness. Our sins turn us in on ourselves. They bring about darkness. They bring about really that stench that is not meant to be a part of us. For our hearts were made for the love of God alone. And so what is happening when we're sinning is that we're entering into this tomb. We're being bound. We're being chained up. Maybe it's our pride. Maybe it's our self-centeredness. Maybe in our boredom right now, it's us looking at things on the internet that we shouldn't be seeing. That causes us our lust. Or maybe it's our greed. Or maybe this trying time is bringing about a lack of patience. And raging within us an anger. We all have our sins that we fall into, that kind of enclose us, that kind of darkens our spirit. And it is to this that love comes, Jesus, and simply calls out, "Come out from your pride, come out from your lust. Come out from your anger or greed or whatever sin that he knows we're struggling with." He is calling out to us and he is proclaiming, "Untie him." He wants to set us free. Love that is Jesus himself comes to restore us to life, to put his spirit within us. And he will come on the very last day, on that day we die, and he will call us forth from our graves. See, that is the beauty of all of this. Death is not the end. The love of Jesus, his love for you, is the love that will call out to you from your grave and say, come, be with me. Come inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Come be with your heavenly Father. You see how Jesus loves you. And that is what is so profound here. That this statement, see how he loved him, is then also a statement of triumph. Because this is the last miracle Jesus works until his passion and death and resurrection that we will celebrate in 2 weeks. And so this miracle here is the sign of the triumph that he is telling the devil, I am coming to crush you. As I can raise up Lazarus from the dead, as I can triumph over sin and death, Satan, you no longer have power. You no longer have control. For my love is coming to conquer you. See then how Jesus loves you as he has conquered over sin, conquered over death. He has triumphed over Satan because of his love for you, for me. May we then receive this love and hear his gentle voice calling out to us as we seek to follow him this week. In every day of our life. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.